it was the hardest conversation I've ever had to have. And they were, he was everything to them. And they're so young, so they understand, but I still don't think they fully grasp the gravity of everything. And every day is just going to be, it's going to be hard.
Deputy Reckling's wife talking about the conversation she had with her three daughters. If that doesn't jerk your heart and bring a tear to your eye, I don't know what will. We're blessed to have a true leader in office who knew Deputy Reckling, and that is our very own Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, who's been in that office for 25 years and has served us with honor and integrity and led his department every step of the way. And I'm honored to have Sheriff Bouchard on today. And Sheriff Bouchard, the reason why we wanted you to be on, because we know you've been on every single radio station and TV talking about Deputy Reckling and about the incident itself. What we wanted to hear from you is, how do we, how do the listeners, how does the public, how does the community put their arms around your department and every other police department? And how do we support the family and make sure that our support actually gets to Deputy Reckling and every other police officer, deputy, fireman, first responder, and dispatcher that pays the ultimate sacrifice and serves our community?
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you supporting our people, especially the family, in this incredibly soul-crushing moment. You know, as you heard her, I mean, he was the kid's world, but he was her world. I mean, they're a young, amazing family. They had just, the deputy had just finished some renovations on their home to prepare for the fourth child's arrival. I mean, the world was in front of them. He was, you know, one of our rising stars. So it was in front of him both personally and professionally. And it's just a cataclysmic crater that's now in front of them. And what we're trying to do is to make sure she knows, the family knows, that whatever they need, we're here. And the community has been super supportive. We have a fund set up, Mission Oakland, which is a licensed charity. You can go to our website at oaklandsheriff.com, and it's right there in the front. You can click that. 100% of what we get in goes directly to her. You know, we will never be able to fill the void that this creates, but we're hoping to take out some of the financial edges and craters that come. You know, there's not a lot that comes in the way of public safety spouses that survive. They get a one-time stipend typically from the state, one from the federal government, and maybe some health benefits for a period of months. But, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we're trying to raise money to take some of those concerns for her off the table. And then if I can bring in more, you know, I want to try to get some set aside for four amazing kids that, you know, ought to have educational opportunities that dad won't be around to see, but, you know, we want to support those. So maybe get some education funds going. So thank you for that. But also thank you for your support of my men and women and those in public safety. You know, I heard the commercial on your station just before I came on about suicidal iterations from our veterans. We know it's huge. There's a pretty high degree of awareness from the public. That's a big, big challenge and things that we have to support our veterans and our military. And, you know, you're from that community. Thank you for your service. But as you know, I've got a son in the military.
That's
and a
right.
son in law.
That's right.
So we know that there's pressures on them. But what sometimes doesn't get translated to the public is that in the last few years, there's been really high numbers of line of duty deaths in police work, and even a bigger increase in ambushes, which is kind of what this looks like happened to our Detective Reckling. But what the public may not be aware of is the number that has outstripped line of duty deaths for the last few years has been officer suicides. So, you know, we're trying to help our team, peer-to-peer support. I have one person that I eliminated one position that we really needed, but I felt this was a more important need. We have one person that's focused on taking care of almost 1,500 people. So I've asked the county for an emergency appropriation to fund one more position to focus on the health, the mental health, and support our team that has gone through one terrible thing after another. Oh. And I've asked, you know, federal and state officials, they need to put money aside, not just for community health for the, everyone, which I have been advocating for, but also for first responders because of that suicide, because of the stress, because what we've seen can't be unseen. And so I'm calling on Washington, Lansing, fund some peer-to-peer, fund some mental health programs for public safety. And hopefully the county will get quickly on adding one more person that can be making these constant phone calls. How you doing? What do you need? Those things are important.
Oh, that's very, very well said, Mike Bouchard. Listen, you know, one of the things that in the military, and you brought this up, thank you for bringing that up. You mentioned that when one of my brothers or sisters were injured or lost their lives on the battlefield, their families had a life insurance benefit. Is there something that we can do that increases that life insurance benefit and gets it to the families immediately? Should we start a ballot initiative in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, there's a one-time stipend from the state of Michigan and a period of months for health care. But, you know, when you lose somebody for the rest of their life and the rest of your married life and your kid's life, I think maybe there's a way to pay a premium on behalf of the unknown that when it happens, an instant, you know, payout happens, because that's one of the big bumps that happens is that all of a sudden paychecks stop and, you know, there might be some money that's going to come in. But as you remember, after 9/11, the largest single day death of police and fire in the country, there was a lot of paperwork and stalls to get them money. And I had just been at Ground Zero. And again, this amazing charitable community here in Southeast Michigan helped me raise $400,000 and give it to the fallen spouses of the police and fire in New York City because there was such a delay getting them money.
So, I remember that.
Yeah, I think there should be a mechanism that immediately begins to help the family and thinks about them long term, not just, okay, here's a you know, a stipend, thanks for his service, and then moves on to something else.
And I got to tell you that a great leader is one that takes care of his men and women, because that's really where the rubber meets the road. And I'm going to play a little snippet here from Ainsley Earhart and Fox News this morning. I know that you reached out to Tunnel of the Towers, and that is one of my favorite charities and what Steven Siller does with Tunnel of the Towers. We have quite a few members from Jay Feldman and Feldman Chevrolet and others from our community, and General Motors, how active General Motors is in supporting Tunnel to Towers with their Heroes Gala. I'm going to play the snippet, which was actually a positive for today.
Jacqueline, you're raising three daughters. And when we were little girls, when we were little girls, we wanted to marry a wonderful man. You imagine spending the rest of your life with one person, and you found yours.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, you found your person. And now he's gone.
I did.
And you have to raise these three little girls. And I'm so sorry. I did talk to Frank Siller last night, and he said he's paying off your mortgage. And he's talked to you and told you, and so many of our viewers, give money to that organization. What did that mean to you?
It meant so much. It's going to allow me to spend more time with them, you know, and help them grieve and get through the loss and how to navigate this new version of our life. And there's been so much love and support from so many different foundations and businesses, and honestly, just our local community in general. So we are truly, truly appreciative for everything and everything that everyone has done.
Mike Bouchard, you know, I've listened to Chief White, and what he said really basically puts the silver lining on this, and that is that we have a true leader in Oakland County. You take care of your men and women and their families if we lose them on the watch. One more time, it's Mission Oakland, and where can we find that?
It's on the front page of our website, oaklandsheriff.com. There's a link right there. And thank you, Rocky.
God bless you, Sheriff Mike Bouchard. Thank you for your service, and may God bless Deputy Reckling and his family.
Thank you.
You're
so
listening
much.
To Focus.